Yeah, just, tell me what you're doing, man.
We're testing the soil for lead to see if it's safe for kids.
Ooh, I'm scared of that. Oh, what? Huh? Ooh, what?
So, like, you know, there's
you
little...
You want
to
do that?
We're learning. Yeah, okay. You know, it's like, you know, there's little kids around here. You don't touch their hands and faces. And you get, like, dirt in their mouths and everything.
We were putting up posters about the event on Sunday, and there were kids and adults, and it seemed like coaches at the Little League field. And we thought that might be a good spot because, you know, the field is a lot of open dirt, and we'd be good to know what's in it. We're just brainstorming places that might be good locations for collecting samples for soil, which is going to be our activity today. We're going to collect some samples, and then next week after the samples are dried, we will do some chemistry to figure out if there's lead in the soil samples. So right now, we're all thinking about locations that might be good sites to collect those samples, where we have questions about what might be in the soil.
In Troy Central Little League, I went there to play baseball, and like I would go there to watch games and volunteer and help.
There's also another park near me across from Hot Dog Charlie's. That's a place I frequently go. But it's like across the street from Hot Dog Charlie's, and it's like a little park with like a playground and stuff. 111th Street and 110th Street.
I was thinking of 112th Street Park. Most of the time, the basketball court is what's being used in that park, but there's also a playground, and there's a really large square of grass.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like it could be relevant to a few people here. That sounds good.
Near like an open field, so I'll have to like Google what that street is, but it's just like an open field of grass. There's nothing there, but a lot of people take their dogs to poop there, so... I don't know.
The address for that might be good. If you have younger siblings or where you might have played when you were younger, so playgrounds or just sometimes empty lots or just places that are, you know, kids hang out in places that are dirty. Are there places that you can think of where you used to get dirty or maybe your younger siblings used to get dirty? Maybe you have, where would you get dirt on your knees or dirt on your hands? Any thoughts about that? Do you remember what are some of the reasons why we might find lead in soil? So that might point us toward locations, how it got there, you know, if we can think about why it got there. A couple of reasons. So for many decades, gasoline had lead in it. So when cars would burn that gasoline, lead would come out in the exhaust and then settle down into the soil. And lead doesn't break down in the soil, so it's just going to stay there. So even though we don't burn lead in gasoline anymore, it's still there in the soil. So one place where we might find a lot of lead in soil is near roads that have had a lot of traffic, because the more cars that drove by, the more exhaust there was dropping lead into the soil. So if we're deciding among locations, we might think, oh, well, a place where we would expect to find a lot of lead would be on a busy street. A second way that lead has gotten into the soil is from chipping paint or from building demolitions, because paint used to have lead in it as well. Now when you paint your house, it doesn't have lead, but for many, many years, paint did have lead in it. So if you know that there is a building that has chipping paint, those paint chips and the dust could have gotten into the soil as well. So we might also think about, are any of these locations near old buildings that might have had chipping paint, or maybe at the site of a building demolition? Maybe it's an empty lot where there used to be buildings, and you know, if a building got torn down, any lead that was in the building could have gotten into the soil as well.
Does anybody feel strongly about one place versus another here?
Troy Central Little League. I've been there for 7 years.
Well, I think we have a plan then. Why don't we go down to the Little League field?
They're going to come on over there then, probably in, you know, like 20 minutes or so. They should
be That's crazy. You don't sleep at all.
So, in addition to the shovel and the bucket, we have paper bags to put the soil in, and we have small, medium, and large just lab gloves that we can wear when we're taking the soil samples. And we also have a worksheet that we're gonna use to mark down kind of like a description of the samples, so that when we go to test them in the lab, right, we can remember like which spot we took the soil from.
Yeah, so
So now we've picked a general space to take samples, but when we get there, right, we're going to have to pick certain spots within there. We're not going to be able to take soil from like every single spot. So we'll have to pick, and we have, I think, 7 buckets. And we can probably sample we might be able to get 20 samples and then also be able to test them next week.
And Natai, you spend a lot of time here, right?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what is this space for the community?
For the kids, it's a freaking getaway. I mean, we can go outside, people are dying, getting shot, so you really don't have anything to do, so kids come here to play baseball. They play right here and over there, back there.
Okay.
And here, where that
starts. Okay, so the kids will just play in the grass around.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is it doesn't look like there's a lot of bare dirt. We could check around the base of this building.
Right here? No, back there, yeah, that's where they play pickleball. Mm-hmm. Right back there where the tree and the pins are, and right here, and right there.
And what about where they slide?
We're wearing gloves to keep the soil off of our hands, but we're also wearing gloves to keep whatever's on our hands out of the soil. So I put my gloves on. Everyone should have a clipboard with this piece of paper on it. It's got a table, and we're gonna use the top half of the sheet this week. So we want to document pretty well the soil samples that we're taking, right? Because once we get the results, we're gonna want to know exactly where it came from. And so each sample we take, we're gonna assign it a number, which I guess I'll decide on how we're gonna do that while I'm doing it. Also write down the date and time that we take the sample. Little description about the area that we took it from, and then so maybe it'll be easier to walk through actually doing it. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use the garden trowel to take soil from a 2-inch depth, and these trowels also tell you where 2 inches is at, so it'll help you. Since there's a lot of ground to cover, right, and we can't sample everywhere, one of the techniques that we can do is take into one sample, take it from a few different spots. So I'm gonna draw an X in six spots here. Okay, so those 6 X's, I'm gonna take soil from each of those spots and add it to the bucket. And
that's a question.
Yeah.
So each sample that you get ready to take, do they go in different containers or something like that, so you know they're all different, or how do you work that?
So for this one, I'm going to combine all 6 into one, right? It helps us in the sense that we can test a slightly bigger space with one test, but we also lose out in that process of we won't be able to say specifically what's in each of those 6 spots, just in general, what's in this spot.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
We're at Troy Central Little League. We just got samples of dirt off the baseball field and the bleachers in the surrounding field to see if there's lead and if it's safe for the children to play here. I've been here for 7 years, so I'm gonna be really disappointed if there is, because it's kind of dangerous for this stuff to be around and kids playing here, so we're just testing it to make sure.
Personally, I think the soil collecting experiment has gone really well.
I mean, we're all working together. My glove did rip. I'm sad about that. It's kind of annoying. And it got dirty and kind of contaminated our soil. But I fixed it. And I've done relatively well. We're working hard and we're gonna do a lot of good.
Yeah, so what we have to do now is let those samples dry. We can't do the analysis on them while they're still wet and we just had a bunch of rain. So they'll dry all week and then we'll take, next week we're gonna be analyzing the samples for lead, and we have a chemistry-based test. So basically we're gonna take a small amount of soil from each of those buckets and mix them with some acid, like an acidic solution that Dan's made up for us. And that acid is gonna draw any lead that might be in the soil out into that solution. And then we're gonna add something to it that will create a color reaction. So if there is lead in the soil that's been drawn out by the acid, the solution, the liquid will turn color, will turn purple. So what we're gonna try to do next week is to figure out if any of these samples contain lead. And depending on the intensity of the color, it will tell us if there's a lot of lead or a little bit of lead, hopefully no lead at all, right? So we're all, of course, hoping for negative results on all of these things. So that's the plan. Yeah, now we just have to wait for the soil samples to dry. But next week, hopefully, everybody will be here again and we'll be able to do some more analysis.